Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. We open the entire thing up with 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore. My name's MG Red Bear. The other co-host is out for the night, so it's going to be a music-heavy show for the night. But before we get to more music, I got you covered. I'm taking care of you. If this is your first show, hey, we're gonna make beautiful music together, or at least listen to some beautiful music together. But before we do all that, we have all of this and more on our website. The news, reviews, the podcasts, the clips, all the fun jokes, and even some free game giveaways all on our website at exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We're also available on social media. Our social media landing platform is exppoints.com/social. Please go there, like, subscribe, follow, tweet, do whatever you need to do. We got Google+, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community, tons of stuff. If you want to donate money, PayPal and Patreon's there as well. Click around. We also have all of our audio on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as streamable on the website. So you got a lot of options. There's no reason why you should go a day without listening to us. Let's cut to three songs. This is Foil by Weird Al Yankovic, Gamma Unchained by the Megas, and Hey Mario by Patent Pending. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG, and you're listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag.
Mario, or you'll chase this bitch forever.
Hey everyone, we're back on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. You just heard Hey Mario by Patent Pending. Before that, Gamma Unchained by the Megas. And we open the entire thing up with Foil by Weird Al Yankovic off of his latest album. You know, this is typically the point of the show where we talk about what we did last week. And honestly, with all the flooding and everything and sort of the flood restoration going on, I haven't played a lot of video games. I played a little bit of Legion, played a little bit of No Man's Sky. I'm like the only person left playing No Man's Sky, I think. Tons of hate surrounding that game. And you know what? I don't think that people really get it. I think people sort of, they wanted it to be Destiny and Halo, and they wanted it to be all this stuff, and it just wasn't. And I guess the hype train sort of got too hype trainy. It got too big, too fast, and people didn't really know how to take the game. And maybe Sean Murray and Hello Games didn't fully deliver on what they said they were going to deliver on. Maybe that's true, but you know, I feel like that's not very abnormal for other big manufacturers to say, oh yeah, we're going to do this. And then two patches later, they've got that in there. So that's a little weird. You know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You know, if they would have said, hey, we're not going to have any of this stuff in the game, then maybe no one would have been hyped about the game. And if they add the stuff to the game now, well, people are going to say, well, why wasn't in there from the start? And if you look at a game like Destiny at the start versus a game like Destiny like now after, you know, two or three expansions, almost four expansions, and a lot of patches, it seems like a much different game. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm having fun with the game still. Like, granted, I'm playing on a laptop, so a little tiny laptop. Not sure how much fun I can have on a tiny itty-bitty screen, but I'm still playing it. So another thing that I did, and if you haven't seen it, definitely check out the Light Up the Night trailer by the Protoman. We're going to play Light Up the Night in a little bit. But Light Up the Night by the Protoman, it's a 16-minute short film. The trailer's already up on YouTube. Go to protoman.com, and you can go ahead and watch the trailer. Just Google for it on YouTube. Fantastic so far from what I see. It's a 60-minute short film that's supposed to span from, I think, Breaking Out all the way to the fall, and including Light Up the Night off of Act 2. And I'm really, really excited about it because, you know, there's this documentary that the last post on the documentary from the Kickstarter for the Proto Men was, I think, August 6th of 2015. So over a year and a month ago, that was the last we've heard about this documentary. And I know I am in the documentary at least three or four times because we hit up a bunch of their shows at in New Orleans. And we've traveled to their shows where Freddie Wong was doing some of his filming. helping the band along or whatever. They've got a pretty good working relationship with him. So I met a bunch of cool people. The band's always a thrill, but it's going to be cool to see Kilroy Mafia in the actual documentary once it gets released. This is all we've really seen of anything that they've been doing, though, and they apparently have been working on this for a while. That's the trailer for Light Up the Night, a 16-minute short. So we're going to cut to three songs. This is Light Up the Night by the Proto Men, followed by Power User by MC Frontalot, followed by This Gigantic Robot Kills by MC Lars. Jam this one. Turn it up. It's going to be awesome. My name's MG. This is Experience Points. I'll catch you after the break. You've been listening to 90.9 FM KSLU.
Is not dead.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, about midway through this episode of Experience Points. You just heard This Gigantic Robot Kills by MC Lars. Before that, Power User by MC Frontalot. And before that, Light Up the Night by the Proto Men. Again, 16-minute Light Up the Night short movie is going to be, I think it's going to be shown in Texas either this weekend or next weekend. You can catch the trailer, and eventually I'm sure it's going to be streaming online, or you'll be able to buy it probably on like VHS or something. It's the way the Proto Men do it, but I'm certainly going to do it. This is MG. I am your only co-host flying solo tonight. I don't know where Red Bear is. They took Red Bear away. I don't know. I'm hoping before next week I can scrounge up my co-host and figure out what happened. Anyway, the cool thing I saw this past week was finally sort of a newer version of the trailer or the comparison shots between Return to Arkham, which is the Batman Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and I want to say Arkham. I think that's it, because they didn't do Arkham Origins, or they're not doing Arkham Origins, and they're not going to do the latest one, which was Arkham Knight, because it still looks so good. But whenever you compare the PS3 version of, say, Arkham Asylum to the PS4 version of Arkham Asylum in the Return to Arkham bundle, yeah, granted, it looks very, 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 very much better in the PS4 version. But the crazy thing is, you know, if you look at the PC version, there's almost no reason to buy it on PC because it still looks so good on PC. There were a lot of decisions and design choices made, things sacrificed, like lighting and rain and diffusion and just overall quality of the game, that I didn't really realize had happened because I never played that game on PS3. But if you own it on PS3, or if you've never played the game before and you don't have a powerful PC, but you have a PS4, then this looks like a pretty good bundle for you. And I believe it is, and I have to double check during the segment, I'll double check what I'm about to say, but I'm fairly certain that it's going to be Arkham City and Arkham Asylum, Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, and it might even be the Blackwater thing that was like another thing for, I think, the Wii or mobile or something. Probably not, actually. It's just those first two games. Because Arkham Origins wasn't made by Rocksteady, and then Arkham Knight was made by Rocksteady, but it just came out just 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's still on modern-day consoles. So we're going to cut to three songs, come back after that. This is Deranged by Coheed and Cambria. It was a song that was off of the soundtrack for Arkham City, and it is so good just listening to it. I'm a big Coheed and Cambria fan. Matt Doyle and I have a lot in common when it comes to progressive music, because Coheed and Cambria, you know, they started it for me. They were one of the first bands I listened to that I was like, man, this is this big giant story concept album or whatever. And they don't do, other than their latest album and a few other songs, they didn't do non-concept for a long time. But this is non-concept. This is specifically for the Arkham City game, and it describes Batman and the Joker's relationship perfectly. Deranged by Coheed and Cambria, First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City, and then let's do Save World, Get Girl by iFight Dragons. I'll catch you after the break. Turn it up. This is Experience Points. I'm MG, and you're listening to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
This city's lost its hope. I repeat, I boast. The strange will walk alone. Scurry with their doubt, darkening shrouds.
Hey everyone, we're back on Experience Points, but we're all out of time. That was Save World, Get Girl by iFight Dragons. Before that, First Crush, Saber Pulse, and Knife City. And then we open the entire thing up with Deranged from Coheed & Cambria off of the Batman Arkham City soundtrack. It happens every week, but we run out of time, and that's just sort of how life goes. But we're going to be back next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Look for a brand new episode of Experience Points. I will at some point figure out how to upload everything to the site and I guess catch up as far as the streamable audio. Speaking of the site, look at the site for our news, our reviews, our free game giveaways, all of our streamable audio, the episodes that I've uploaded, the episodes I will upload. We're on podcast, iTunes, and Stitcher. You can go and check us out at exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We're also on social media at exppoints.com/social. Check us out for your Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and I guess your Steam community and YouTube fixes. Like, subscribe, please, and thank you. We also have, again, iTunes and Stitcher link, so if you want to set us up on a podcast for your phone, and believe it or not, we also have PayPal and Patreon if you want to donate some money to the show directly or indirectly. Thank you in advance. We are going to end out the show on four songs. The first song is actually interesting. It's IKEA by Jonathan Colton. And again, with the flood restoration, a lot of you are looking for furniture or whatever. Look at IKEA, because some of their stuff, I've been looking at IKEA, and some of the stuff doesn't look too bad. Though at the same time, if you listen to IKEA, if you listen to this song, maybe it's going to set you up for a different mindset. Maybe you're not going to want to get your you know stuff from IKEA. Though, I can speak from personal experience, just my observation, but I've been to an IKEA store. If you haven't gone, it is certainly an experience. The meatball is not that good, but the furniture, the big giant showroom, that's all about the show, everybody. So speaking of shows, that's it for this show. We're going to end on IKEA, Jonathan Colton, Infinite Lies by Megaran featuring D&D Sluggers, Throwing Fire by Ronald Jenkins, and the entire thing out with Gabriel Robin Torokai of Ghost in the Shell. Thank you for another fantastic episode. Thanks for chilling with me for this music-exclusive show. I'll catch everybody next week. Hopefully I'll find my co-host. Until then, thanks for listening to Experience Points. My name's Ben MG, and you've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began with a god named Thor. There were Vikings and...